and presentations. So check it out. Hey, big night is tonight in the world of hockey and the world of the Stars, because postseason starts tonight. And on our phone to discuss it. Oh, he's not?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Language.
Whoa! Did Danny just say that on the radio?
It went through the speakers, though. It got dumped.
Holy cow, people!
My God, I told you three times. No breath, no breath, no breath. I'm not mumbling.
You got
I'm rolling
a turnout here,
mic,
Danny.
You
mind? Good God.
Almighty.
What an idiot.
If you weren't 75, you might be able to hear.
Hey, yeah, you'd speak up and not mumble like a drunkard.
Look, let's all take a step back. Let's realize that Easter was just a few days ago.
What the hell's that got to do?
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
Drunk on Easter? It doesn't matter.
The hell it is, Ty.
I'm going to start talking. See, I wanted to refocus your anger toward me and not my man, Mike.
What did he say?
I don't know. He wasn't on the air.
Who, me?
So Brett's not answering his phone.
No, I left him a message.
Okay.
Are we going to have him or not?
It's probably better if you call him, you know, about an hour before instead of right before the segment.
That's what I was told to do.
Most producers mm-hmm. call at the beginning of the show.
I called him three times today.
Most producers call at the beginning of the day.
Yeah. Well, I'll be crossing my fingers for you.
God! Like, let's take a guy like, Tom Gribble.
Okay.
You want him?
Tom had a schedule like that, and he wanted to confirm it. What time do you think he might start making those calls?
Yesterday, just to remind him. Then he would call in the morning he would wait till he was...
Well, let's just say, for the sake of dialogue here, that he didn't call him yesterday, and he thought he would remind him, because, you know, he's got a pretty good relationship built up with a guy that he's worked on for the course of the season and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that he doesn't feel the need to call him the day before. He'll just call him earlier that day. Earlier in the day. What time do you think that call might have been made?
He would wait for the subject to wake up. He would probably wait till 10-ish.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too. Grego, do you have anything to say about that?
I'm staying out of this. I've got nothing to say.
And Danny makes the first call at what time?
5:55.
I did send him a text message, though.
That's hot.
That is hot. Did you ask him what he was wearing?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I called you an a-hole, by the way.
Yeah, boy, it was
shocking.
It was just so loud. And all the little kids are running around here, and Dan McDowell heard it. He's like, easy on the language over there.
You better watch it in there, huh? Can you just pipe down a little bit?
Yeah.
Take a peek in Daddy's side room. Worried about my language.
All right, so tonight,